This week we take a look back at the legacy of what was Holden. And the first Holden was said to be Australian-made for Australian conditions. David Brown ponders on just how good was it for the times, and was it different from the opposition?
When the then Prime Minister Ben Chifley launched the first Holden, the 48215, on the 29th of November 1948, he said, "It's a beauty." The best-selling cars at the time were the Austin A40 Devon, a four-cylinder 1.2-litre engine with under 30 kilowatts of power, and the Morris Oxford with a slightly larger four-cylinder engine. The Holden had a six-cylinder engine with 50% more power. It was bigger, smoother, more comfortable, and better performing. It was shorter than a current Corolla, had a top speed of about 130 kilometres an hour, and averaged 9.4 litres per 100 kilometres. It took nearly 2 years of the average wage to buy.
And there's more history and personal reflections on Holden in Australia on our website anyauto.com.au, including an interview with Alan Finlay, a well-presented and respected professional traffic engineer. In his more carefree youth, he remembers how the Holden specials were not that special, how he raced an E.H. Holden, and how he tried a range of more exotic cars with mixed appreciation. Check it out, anyauto.com.au.